Hey, Tony Scott here. Good morning, Fantasy Baseball. It's been a while. Hope everybody's good. I'll tell you what, one of the things that's absolutely insane right now is the lack of news, the lack of talk about when baseball could be back. I mean, hell, we were hearing the whole Florida, Arizona division thing, and then another one came out with Florida, Arizona, and Texas, and everything's dead. I think one of the things that's very troubling is when you hear about playing games in certain locations and have a 3 or 4 month season, is the players that are against doing that. You've heard the names Mike Trout and Clayton Kershaw. If those two guys are speaking out and against playing all their games in the same location and being away from their families for so long, I'll tell you, it's going to be tough to play. And I think more and more it's looking like, heck, baseball could be in trouble. You know, you would just think, hey, we have the season, and if the players don't want to play and they want to wait till next year, we'll play without them. I mean, hell, we've got Major League Baseball. We've got AAA. We've got AA. We've got Rookie League. We've got Advanced Rookie League. There's enough players to put people out in the field and play the game. But I think there'd be pressure from the players' union if they go this route. And, it's going to be very, very interesting how this plays out. I'll tell you what. Still keeping it interesting, though, are some of the guys playing fantasy baseball. I mean, I know a lot of you guys out there belong to Baseball 365. You listen to Rich Wilson and Tim McLeod as well. And I'll tell you right now, guys are still drafting. We got another Dynasty League going on, man. Another Dynasty League going on and ready and raring to go. So if you need a little action, you're jumping, and you want to get a little fired up, I might be able to get you in. I don't know. They've been going for a while, so we'll see how we'll get it done if they have everybody ready and raring to go. Now, one of the things is they're going to have 35 roster spots on this one. Then you get all your bench players and 9 minor league players. So it gives you a feel of a roster. And I believe this one's going to be points. Now, I'm not big into points. I play in points leagues. I enjoy the roto a lot more. But to be honest with you, desperate times, desperate measures, right? Get points leagues. It's always good to have a variety as well. So if you want to play a little fantasy baseball, reach out to me on Twitter at TheTonySincata or on Facebook, Tony Sincata. Now, I got to give Steve Gardner some credit for what I'm supposed to do, and you can play along at home. Steve Gardner put an article. It was on, of course, Steve Gardner's been in fantasy baseball for a long time, put together Tout Wars for USA Today, and has done a host of things. I don't know if USA Today still has fantasy. I mean, hell, I don't even know if they still have a paper. Does anyone read the newspaper anymore? I mean, what would be more enjoyable on a Sunday morning than reading the newspaper, pulling out the sports section, and taking a dump? I mean, those were the greatest days in the world. Now you get take your phone in the bathroom, I guess. Take a dump, look up whatever you got to look up. Sad how the world changes. Well, what Steve Gardner did is he went over each team and what player identifies with each team. So let's play along at home and let's do the American League today. First up, we'll go in the American League East. The Baltimore Orioles. To me, there's no doubt about it. It's the guy with the longest streak in the history of baseball of games played is Cal Ripken. Cal Ripken Jr. Now, here's one of the craziest things ever about Cal Ripken. And now that I'm not a real journalist, I guess I could tell the story on air and be kind of irresponsible like every other podcaster out in the world is irresponsible. Cal Ripken, of course, had the story of playing, I don't even know, over 2,000 consecutive games. It was crazy, right? But there are stories out there and folklores galore on everything in life. And one, the story is on Cal Ripken. If you want to Google it, there was a game at Camden Yards. It was bright and sunny out, and it was a normal night. And the game at Camden Yards was called off because they said the power was out and they couldn't get the power on. Now, the rumors are, and this is crazy, and I want to say the rumors are, that Cal Ripken's wife got caught cheating on him. And he was so shook up, he wasn't going to play that night. Now, the story gets a little crazier than that. The story is that Cal Ripken's wife was actually cheating on him with Kevin Costner, the guy from Waterworld, the guy from the baseball movie where he came out of the cornfields in Iowa, right? So Google it, look it up. Game canceled in Baltimore because the lights went out and they couldn't get the power back on. Are you kidding me? Like, that's never, ever happened before in the history of baseball. So does it give credence to the story? But the guy most recognizable to the Baltimore Orioles is Cal Ripken Jr. Now, play along at home. Who do you think is the most recognizable Boston Red Sox in your lifetime? I grew up in Boston, so this is tough for me because there's different generations. Had a cough a little there. Get a little sip in my morning coffee here. Oh, I got extra caffeine coffee tonight. Extra value, like Walmart, 1.75 caffeine. It's not the greatest. It's not the worst. It is what it is. I think it's crazy because there's two things in Red Sox history. Growing up, we always heard the chants of 1918. And all those years, we hadn't won a World Series, and the Yankees fans tormenting us. And when I was growing up, the guy at the Boston Red Sox was Jim Rice, Kyle Yastrzemski. Kyle Yastrzemski won a triple crown with a .301 batting average. But then when we became winners, and Red Sox Nation was at its utmost best, it was Big Poppy. Big Poppy. And the Boston Red Sox. That's how we got it done. New York Yankees. You know, the Yankees have had a lot of great, great players. But for me, it was two guys, and it's been a while. It would be Reggie Jackson, because if you were a gosh damn Red Sox fan, Reggie Jackson, Mr. October, that's when we faded, and that's when they absolutely came on. And then there was Goose Gossage, this big, goofy guy who came in and just absolutely blew people away. But I got in a huge debate one time on SiriusXM how Goose Gossage might have been the most overrated pitcher in the history of baseball, because Goose Gossage also led Major League Baseball in blown saves. My thing is, if your job was to save games and you lead the league in blown saves, you got some issues there. You got some issues there. But then later on in life, of course, everybody equates the New York Yankees and Derek Jeter. And I'll tell you what, you don't want to take nothing away from Derek Jeter, but I think he was the most overrated player possibly in the history of baseball. At no time in Derek Jeter's career was he a top three shortstop at his position. You guys play fantasy. You know the numbers. At no time was he a top three player. But he amassed statistics. He amassed winning. He amassed championships. And that set him apart from everybody else. Now, the Toronto Blue Jays. Do we have identity with the Toronto Blue Jays? Who could it be? I think when you think about the history of the Toronto Blue Jays, you always think about Joe Cotto with his hands in the air like he don't care, running around the bases after a home run. You got Roy Halladay, tragically killed in a plane crash. Went to the Philadelphia Phillies late in his career. But Joe Cotto is the man. Now, last but not least, the Tampa Rays. Who do you equate with the Tampa Rays? Like, that's one of the craziest things ever when you think about it, right? Not a long, glorious history by any stretch of the imagination is the Tampa Rays. And for me, it's not a guy that played a long time. Not a guy that played in his prime. For me, it's probably the chicken man, Wade Boggs, former Boston Red Sox, former New York Yankee, one of the greatest average hitters in the history of baseball. And just like a lot of Americans out there, he was all done. He wanted a couple more paychecks. He wanted to retire. So he went to Tampa and he retired. And it was so sad to see Wade Boggs in a Tampa Bay Rays uniform. Now, is it crazy that I equate my greatest memory of a Tampa Ray as sad and pathetic? I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe I need a psychiatrist. So there you have it. The players that I go with the franchise, the Baltimore Orioles, the Boston Red Sox, the New York Yankees, Toronto Blue Jays, and Tampa Rays. We'll be back in the next podcast. We'll get to the American League Central. And I hope that you can think about baseball back when it was in its glory, back when it was getting it done. Tony Sicato, we're out of here.